This is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. Here comes a new year, 2023. A lot of people are talking about how crazy 2022 was. And of course, I've got a lot of friends who have lost loved ones. I constantly study the news every day, a couple of times a day and at night. Do a lot of praying for Ukraine and a lot of other places in the world, and Africa, a number of places that are just really going through turmoil. And of course, right here in the United States, we don't know what the future holds. None of us do. God alone knows. And if we're not trusting Him or walking with Him, then living, even just living one day at a time, can seem really daunting. And it's a difficult thing for a lot of people to deal with the everyday stresses of, well, in some cases, just survival. A number of people are wondering how they're going to put food on the table. People are homeless, no real roof over their head. The weather has gotten extreme off and on. And, you know, it's just, there's a lot of extremity in life. And so, I don't know, I keep coming back again and again to the scripture, to God's word, to the Bible, to what the Lord has to say. And of course, that's not always comforting either. I mean, often it's convicting, is the sense that I have to grow, I have to repent, turn around in my thoughts, and make a difference in my own life in terms of changing in accord with what He says, with His desires. So much of loving people, and even loving yourself, because remember, Jesus commands us to love our neighbor as we love ourself. That doesn't mean full acceptance of my sin, my foolishness, my ignorance, because ignorance really isn't bliss in the end. So changing, growing, learning, it's a process, isn't it? And right through anybody's lifetime, we can either decide to sort of get off the road of learning and educating ourselves, and not simply, you know, find people and articles and study history and research that affirms what we want or who we think we want to be, but to really learn what is true, what is right. And I'm thinking now of the scripture, what's lovely, you know, of good report, think on these things. How about study these things? But we also have to admit that we've all failed. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Often we are seeking our own glory, as it were, instead of desiring to reflect Jesus and seek Him for who He is. And my hope for you, as it is my prayer and hope for myself and my family, my loved ones, is pretty much the same, that as we move on into, humanly speaking, 2023, God doesn't operate on our time schedule, and His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and often His desires are actually quite different than our desires. And for me, it becomes this, and I hope it'll be for you, to line up with, to the best of our understanding, what the Scripture says the Lord Himself desires. If my desires line up with His desires, then even in the process of difficult circumstances, heartbreak, loss, suffering, God doesn't change. What He says doesn't change. You know, our beliefs change, etc., but He doesn't, nor does His word or His desire change. So God help us, and Lord bless you in this new year, 2023. Glenn Kaiser in Chicago saying thanks for listening.